We've heard the advice 1,000 times over the years, eat healthy and exercise when you're younger so you can live longer. Well, joining us is Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog. Sally, what if younger was a long time ago? Is it too late?
No, and this is the great thing. It's never too late. So I love this part because, you know, as all of us age, we wonder, can we get back some of the things that we had in our youth, even if we've let ourselves go a little bit? So the fact is, yes, you can. And there's growing evidence to suggest that you can build muscle. Even 90-year-olds living in nursing homes, I mean, those are pretty frail people. They've done studies and they have found that even they can build a little bit of muscle, which is a really good thing. And I think the other thing that we're learning is that exercise and physical activity is good no matter what your condition, no matter what your age. We just need to do more of it.
Apparently, what we eat obviously doesn't expire either. So you say that we need more protein as we get older.
Yeah, so there's a growing body of research that is, we used to think that as you got older, maybe your kidneys wouldn't function quite as well. And you know, older people, often they're living alone. Maybe their family has moved away, or you know, friends and family are no longer with them. And they tend to eat a little bit less. And actually, what they need to do is they need to make sure that they eat regular meals and that they especially have protein. And we've learned recently, and there have been a number of studies showing this, that they may actually need double the amount of protein that we thought, and it won't affect their kidneys, which was the fear. And what's important is that after age 60, we start to lose muscle mass, mm-hmm. and we start to lose it at accelerating speeds. So when you don't have enough muscle, you know, that means maybe you don't stand as well. You're a little wobbly. If you fall, that's a problem because you could break a bone.
Sure.
And that protein is going to help in a lot of ways. It not only helps you feel fuller, it seems to be really important for your overall health. So the recommendation is to boost protein as you grow older.
So how and where do we get that protein?
Well, so this is one of the things the studies also found. You don't want to eat like one big protein meal, one huge steak. What you want to do is each meal add a little bit more protein. So that could be maybe have a cup of milk with or a soy-based beverage that, you know, it also has protein. You could add tofu. You could have a little lean meat because you don't want to add too much unhealthy fat. But you could have lean meat. You could have fish. You could have yogurt. You know, the Greek yogurt actually has almost double the amount of protein of some other plain yogurt. So that's a great thing. It's easy to digest. You can add fruit or other flavorings to it that makes it good. And nuts are a good thing. You just want to make sure that at every meal you're boosting your protein level just a little bit more so that you get what you need.
What about exercise? How important is that?
Yeah, exercise. This is, again, just something that we can't forget. And what's really important is both stretching, balance, weight training, and even, you know, those resistance bands, those different colorful bands.
Sure.
Those are really good for helping to build a little bit of muscle. And evidence shows that, and this was a 15-year study that came out recently, that people who did weight training throughout the older people, they actually had lower all-cause mortality. So it seems like this is a really crucial thing. So you want to think about, you know, Tai Chi, maybe yoga. You want to stretch. Maybe you want to swim. It's another good way to be active, even if you are maybe not able to run or
sort of
do
low impact.
But low impact. I've even seen there are chair exercises mm-hmm. where you sit in a chair and you can get a surprising amount of exercise if you're not quite as stable mm-hmm. as you might be. But the point is, you know, just like they say, just do it. Well, you really do need to just do it no matter what your age.
So it's not just about building muscle. There are other benefits to physical activity as you get older.
There are. So we know that there's cognitive function, that it helps preserve how you think, perhaps memory. And we also know it just boosts your mood. You know, let's face it, if you go for a run or you go for a bike ride or you just get out and you walk around the block, don't you already feel better?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.